Well, we have some interesting times going on, as people have probably have realized. We have had some very cold temperatures and several large snowfalls. And unfortunately, that's kind of continuing right now with another storm system growing across the upper Midwest right now with several advisories in the Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois, Wisconsin area, bringing some more snowfall and some other mixed bag of precipitation along with that. Fortunately, after that moves through, we have some recovery in temperatures coming along latter part of the week, especially into next week. Towards the end of the week, we have another chance for precipitation in the southern plains. Fortunately, some of that will be falling on some of the worst drought areas. It doesn't look like it will make huge differences, but at least there will be some precipitation occurring in that region. So the drought areas will hopefully receive a little bit of cover, and some of the fire areas will get an opportunity to maybe help suppress some of the fire. Looking ahead as we go on into next week, overall, the storm systems seem fairly quiet as we're looking ahead. And for the benefit of most people across the upper Midwest, it looks like there will be warmer than average temperatures, or at least closer to average temperatures throughout much of next week. That will provide an opportunity for planting progress to start. There's been a big delay in planting so far, obviously, and we'll have to wait and see how soil temperatures respond. But at least no big cold outbreaks, it looks like, next week. So there will be an opportunity for some progress on the field work. You know, where we are in the way of soil temperatures currently, we're looking at temperatures that are not too far away from being able to plant for corn across the southern edge of the Corn Belt, and there will probably be some progress starting from that way fairly soon. Obviously, as you get further north in the Corn Belt, we have snow on the ground that we are going to have to try to eliminate. That's going to slow that progress down, and we still have some soils that are frozen as we're looking across the northern edge of the Corn Belt. So we have some time in those areas right now. In the way of planting progress, the data that came out this week from a planting progress standpoint, corn is a little bit behind because we are in the early part of that planting period. That data will probably increase next week as we still won't have much corn in the ground. The biggest one that's behind so far are sugar beets, and spring wheat are the farthest behind because spring wheat planting is well behind average in all the northern areas that are planting of spring wheat. Fortunately, there is light at the end of the tunnel with these warmer temperatures coming. We have some positive outlooks, and we are going to be able to be planting soon.